Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
WFLA. A Florida man was arrested for threatening young children at a bus stop with a screwdriver. Oh. What in the world? Why are you people going to stop me like this?
Juice.
What?
Vodka and orange juice?
No, not the drink. Like an actual tool, like an implement. So the WFLA says a Florida man's facing several charges. He threatened two kids with a screwdriver at their bus stop on Monday. Kurt Straczynski is accused of threatening the kids, demanding that they lay on the ground to show him some respect, said an arrest affidavit that was obtained by WESH. Both children complied out of fear, but they were able to report the incident. Officers arrived at the scene. Straczynski ignored the officers' clear and concise demands to stop being a psycho. And then he got hit with a stun gun and detained. They found the screwdriver. He's charged with two counts of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill, two counts of false imprisonment, and of a child under 13 and resisting an officer without violence. False imprisonment, because you can't detain someone's movement. That's what I keep telling people who think that protesters have a right to be in the roads. No, that's literally a felony. That's a charge. Also, I got a whole other, where's this one? This is a crazy one. Okay, so this is, I don't even know what kind of person were you raising that does this. So this Florida guy, Miami-Dade, a grown man threw a temper tantrum in the store on Tuesday at Brand Smart USA store because the dad did not buy the 42-year-old son what he wanted. Christopher Reynoso. Yeah. He wanted this. They didn't actually say what it was. He said that the dad would not buy him what he wanted from the store, so he spat on him and kicked him in the face. He was arrested. Bond has not yet been set. He looks like the bad guy who thought he was all that in that movie, 10 Things I Hate About You, but grown up and on drugs. He looks like that guy. Anyway, can you imagine? It's like some Hunter stuff. That's like some Hunter Biden level, like, I don't really want to read this story here. This is a bad one. What did Wimpy and Popeye used to say about hamburgers, Kane? Like, I'll gladly
pay you Tuesday for a hamburger today.
Okay. Well.
Oh no. Golly.
Yeah.
How did you get this? I didn't send you this one.
No. You know who did?
Who?
It's an older one, but it's Amber, Florida woman Amber. And when you get triple dog dare to read a story, I feel like I've got to live up.
Dang it, Amber!
I feel like that's what she does. One day I'm going to meet her in Florida. Now, I'm not saying like threateningly anyway, because she's like, how about this one? And it'll be like double dog dare. It's just funny. So Pinellas Park man, he got busted trying to offer a female officer a hamburger for a good time. Let's just put it like that. Frank Capone propositioned a female officer that he thought was a prostitute. Authorities arrested him on the prostitution charge. I love that this is literally a part of the story. Quote, it's unclear what type of burger was allegedly offered. It's probably my favorite part of the whole story is that.
Quarter pounder?
Yeah, I mean.
Half pounder?
So apparently mangoes were launched. 61-year-old Charles Lovkin got into big trouble. He apparently had a run-in with his neighbor, and they were throwing mangoes and rocks at it. Sounds like a Super Mario Brothers thing. They were throwing mangoes and rocks at each other because, according to WPLG, Lovkin said his neighbor was gay. I don't even understand. This is hysterical. So it's a Broward man. He threw mangoes at the neighbor because he thought he was gay. North Lauderdale man now charged with hate crimes. So apparently what happened is on Sunday, Charles Lovkin got up to ask about a mango that had fallen onto the side of his patio and made a loud noise. Lovkin owns a mango tree. And then Lovkin became enraged at the man and started calling him gay. And then Lovkin then grabbed two mangoes and threw them at his neighbor. One missed, the other hit him in the chest. Then he started throwing rocks at the victim, and the victim dodged it. And then deputies arrived at the scene, and I swear to you, hands to sky, this is literally what he said. Quote, well, I threw the mangoes at him because I thought he was gay.
Wow.
And according to, this is Local 10, this is the news, this is what they write. According to the report, the victim is married to a woman and has children. So not gay. And the victim is also taking blood thinners. I guess it's important to know. So Lovkin is in the Broward County Jail on aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, a mango, battery causing bodily harm. Oh my gosh. Committing a third degree felony with evidence of prejudice and committing a first degree misdemeanor with evidence of prejudice. He's being held on a $15,000 bond.
Good Lord.
Mangoes were thrown because he said the guy was gay. I mean, I can't even. So yeah, he was very, at least he was very honest about it. And the neighbor goes, well, I was very freaked out because I'm on blood thinners. Does that have anything to do with that? This whole story is so crazy. Kel-Tec, American-made Kel-Tec. They have a great American company based in Florida, family-owned and operated. And it's a great American success story, founded in 1991 by Swedish-born firearms designer and mad scientist George Kellgren. He is like the most unassuming. I don't think he talks ever. He just is like, yeah. He's such an interesting dude. But super cool company. And they make awesome stuff. And they continue the mission of game-changing innovation and performance. Their latest, the Sub 2K Gen 3, which has been shipping. Light, foldable, effective, awesome. They got some upgrades on it. I got the Gen 2, the Gen 3. You don't have to take off. You don't have to detach your optics to fold it in half. They also upgraded that trigger. Nice light 5-pound pull. They also easier to rack. You got improved manipulation. You got all kinds of stuff on this. It's so awesome. They have a lot of different things over at Kel-Tec, and you can check out everything, including that Sub 2K Gen 3, made right here in the U.S. of A. Just like everything that they do. See it for yourself. KELTECweapons.com. Make sure to follow them on social media. Sign up for the insider so you get the latest on their products. That's KELTEC, KELTECweapons.com. Tell them that Dana sent you.
It's totally inappropriate. Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas are totally out of control.
What?
These individuals continue to detonate the credibility of the United States Supreme Court.
Because they don't agree with me. Hakeem. They don't agree with me, that's why.
Come on, Hakeem.
This is Hakeem Jeffries, leader of the House. Talking about Sam Alito and Clarence Thomas. I could call him Sam, never met him. Justice Alito and Justice Thomas. It says they're completely out of control. All right, so first off, welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. Pull up a chair. Let's talk some smack. Bottom of this first hour. All this has to... First off, can we just have a conversation about all the different flags that are out there for just a quick, hot second? Let me throw this over to... I think if you had to be tested, I think if you yourself had to be tested as to all the different iterations of different actual either military authorized or in some other officially accepted flag that represents something with the United States, you would probably not pass the test. I'm just saying, because these are flags that I like. You know why? Because these are flags that are flags about a purpose and principle. It's not a flag about, well, this is how I like to have the sex, so I'm going to have a flag that represents that. And this color means I got this bit, and this color means this person's got this bit, and we'll put our bits together like this, and this is what that flag means. They actually mean something. You know what I'm saying? They mean something. Like the Gadsden flag, it means something. You know, you got the Easton flag. The Gadsden flag is one of my favorites. And not just because, you know, I've since the Tea Party days, I've adopted it and loved it and have it. I mean, I've got the Betsy Ross flag framed in my house. My house is, just in case you were wondering, my house is red, white, and blue. My whole motif is red, white, and blue. Literally every bit of it. And I got Americana everywhere. It's not crazy. It's proper. It's like Ron Swanson exploded in my house, but with a better actor. Anyway, so there's like, my point is that there's a ton of different types of flags, right? You got the Fort Mercer flag. You got all different types. And this flag that they're saying that's Justice Alito He apparently, there was like one flag where he flew a flag upside down during a dispute with neighbors. Alito sounds like a party. Can I just say, doesn't he? He sounds like the dude that's got the dirt. Like Justice Thomas, I know his wife, and she's very lovely. Justice Thomas also seems hysterical. I don't know anyone else. I mean, you're the Supreme Court Justice, and what do you do for your vacation when you're on break? You get an RV and you go across America. He does that every year. I mean, that's pretty amazing. Justice Alito absolutely sounds like somebody who would spill the dirt at a dinner party that you want to sit next to him. You know what I mean? He seems like he's a lot of fun. So now they have this headline over at the New York Times. This is how it started. The headline is this. Another provocative flag was flown at another Alito home. Oh, quel horreur. Was it the Pander Alphabet flag? If he would have flown that flag, sidebar, if he would have flown that flag, that pastel nightmare, it's a disgusting pastel nightmare. Pastels should be outlawed. If he would have flown that, they're horrible. If he would have flown that flag, that would have been acceptable, Kane, would it not?
We wouldn't even be hearing about it.
Y'all would be going about your day, picking the meats that you have, getting ready to do your cemetery visits for Memorial Day. Y'all would be going about your lives. But instead, we got to hear about it because they don't like how Alito thinks. They being the progressive left. So he's got what they called an appeal to heaven flag. I got to be real with you. I knew of it, but I wasn't super familiar with it. I mean, I knew of the flag, but I wasn't super familiar with it. And it's an appeal to heaven, appeal to God. And it was one of the, when Washington was commander of the Continental Army, and it had to do with, I don't know why they think it's also called the pine tree flag. I don't know why they think it's a controversial thing. When he was commander in chief of the Continental Army, it was a maritime flag. It's like the official, isn't it still an official maritime flag for Massachusetts? Yeah. And it came from his secretary, and it said, and it's the pine tree, and it says appeal to heaven. And it's been like New England, it's like a big like flag still in New England, basically. Anyway, so John Locke talked about it on his second treaties of government. I mean, it's an official, it's like a part of our heritage, our American heritage. And there were like three supporters apparently that had that flag of Trump, three Trump supporters that had that flag during the January 6th riot. Okay, and guess what? All of the rioters on January 6th, Kane, I don't know if this has not been widely reported. Did you know this?
What?
Breaking news. Huh? All of the rioters on January 6th, all of them wore shoes.
What?
Yeah.
No one told us this.
Now, I know this was not widely reported, so we know what this means. That if, look at your feet right now. Everybody just pause and look at your feet. Unless you're driving a car, don't do that. Oh, you can steal a quick glance. You see that? What's on your feet?
Shoes.
Oh,
my gosh.
My gosh. Did you guys know that you basically support an attack on the Capitol?
How did we not put this together?
I'm telling you. I mean, they only had three people. Like, there were like three or four. It was like a tiny number. And they were kind of dispersed, and they had that. They also had different flags, but they had the pine tree flag too. The appeal to heaven flag. But they all were wearing shoes, which I think is a more important point to note here. That is a common denominator, is the shoe wearing. All of them. I saw videos. Did you see it when the security was opening the door? Guess what? The security was also wearing shoes.
What?
They opened the door, and when they were ushering in the shoe-wearing people there at January 6th, and people had no idea. Most of them had no idea what the hell's going on. They thought it was a big tour. They walk in. They're like, oh, look at it. They stand behind the velvet ropes with their shoes. I mean, that right there. And I hear Kane. I've never seen a photo of his feet, but I've heard that Justice Alito also
don't say it.
Wears shoes.
Oh, my God. There it is.
I mean,
talk about the other shoe dropping.
That is the other shoe dropping.
Goodness.
That's pretty amazing. So this New York Times piece, they got three photographs. They said the appeal to heaven flag was aloft at the Alito home on Long Beach Island in July and September of 2023. They also got a Google Street View image, and they saw the flag. Very common flag in the East Coast. Now, they had an upside-down American flag that he flew at his Virginia home in 21. He says his wife raised it during a clash with a neighbor. I have to have a full-on sidebar for that little reaction. Men, I want you to make an assessment. I want you to make an assessment here. If your wife, normally, if your wife has, you know, a little tit-for-tat with a neighbor or someone, it's like a petty thing, right? Maybe, just maybe, if there's a neighborhood event, that person doesn't get an invite, right? Maybe she doesn't say hello to them as y'all leave church, right? Maybe she just strolls her cart right on past them at the supermarket. Not Martha Ann Alito. No. Martha Ann Alito takes her happy backside outside. She takes down the flag, turns it upside down, and then hoists it back up. That is a whole other level. That is a whole other level. That, my friends, is an example of a woman with whom I think it's best to not mess. Just saying. Get you a wife, men, that would take your flag and invert it and put it up as a message to the neighbor. So, my gosh. So there were people who were concerned, people, busybodies. Apparently, there is a whole subset of people that do nothing but stare at Samuel Alito's house. And they are very worried about what he's doing. Not that there's a whole class of people that sit and watch Samuel Alito's house, but that he's doing things, guys, that they dislike. Imagine that. On his own property. Oh! Senator Lindsey Graham, if I could HTML tag this with lisps, his Georgian lisp, said that displaying the inverted flag was not good judgment. Neither is wanting to bomb everything with a heartbeat, but, you know, there we go.
How was it bad judgment?
I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know how it is. So they said that the appeal to heaven, it was seen flying at the justice's New Jersey home as a key January 6th case arrived at the Supreme Court. It was a case that determined whether those who stormed the Capitol could be prosecuted for obstruction. What? And so they were upset. Judges should not be giving any this whole thing is a presupposition because there were literally only three flags pictured ever. Three flags. There's more Trump flags, MAGA flags, Gadsden flags, and a couple of other flags that are seen there. So they said they're trying to allege, and apparently I would just say if the wife does that with the American flag, I'm pretty sure that the Alitos have like a collection of flags, right? That they put up. I think that it is, you're trying to push bias by claiming that his possession of one of the fewest represented flags on January 6th is in any way indicative of bias. Furthermore, Alito has never lent any sort of, never given the impression that he is biased one way or another in any of the J6 stuff. Not in the way you would say that maybe Ruth Bader Ginsburg, when she's talked about stuff previously, whether it's abortion or anything else, she never recused herself from abortion cases despite speaking out in favor of it with her own name on public. Or Sotomayor's activism, or Kagan's remarks, to say nothing of Ketanji Brown Jackson. I mean, this is silly. They're still mad because that little shrew, Merrick Garland, never made the Supreme Court, so they've been wanting to pack the court ever since, and now they want to get Alito out, and they're just trying to pick for something. I just want to know, like, at what point, is there, like, a scale of acceptable flag, of like, what flags are acceptable and what aren't? You know, is there, like, a sliding scale? Like, is it the appeal to heaven flag that's on the no-no part and just like the regular American flag that's the yes-yes part? And then what's like in the middle? I'm just curious. Like, what's one end of the spectrum or the other? What's the middle point? Like, where do you start getting into suspicious territory? You know, life busybodies. When does this happen?
I think the whole, it's just not a spectrum at all. The left will look at whatever they don't agree with as some sort of bigotry or racism or something, and that's their spectrum. That's,
you know,
the
Alito
filter.
Also has an American flag. There were a lot of American flags there on January 6th. Oh my gosh! This was a flag that George Washington commissioned. That's not a scandal. That is so stupid to try to tie him to that. I mean, it's just, it's insane. Stop. I would be, I mean, it's not like he flew a, you know, a, what is it? One of the sex flags. That's what we're calling it now. It's a sex flag. It's not a pride flag. It's a sex flag. Stop. It's a sex flag.
Hi, I'm Erica, an English major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arn with a Constitution Minute.
James Madison writes in Federalist 51 that men are not angels. Their passions and self-interest often get the better of their reason and sense of justice. So we need government in order to protect our rights against those who would take them away. But for the same reason, Madison writes, government must be limited, because people in government have passions and interests too. Many Americans today forget this. Supposing that we can do away with constitutional limits on government, supposing that the unelected bureaucrats being put in charge of our health care, for example, will rule as if they are angels. If Madison was correct about human nature, this is foolish and dangerous.
To learn more and get a free pocket constitution, visit constitutionminute.com.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Portland DA, very progressive DA, Mike Schmidt lost his election to Nathan Vasquez after his Soros-backed soft-on-crime policies were blamed for ruining the city. Yeah. Schmidt was the prosecutor for Multnomah County, covers Portland in Oregon, conceded the race to Vasquez yesterday. But Vasquez got over 54%, well over 10% above Schmidt. So these progressive DAs are getting their backsides kicked because people are tired of it. They're tired of literally no justice. So a NASA spacecraft found a dead robot on the Mars surface. Wait, what? That's according to this report that came in. Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter has been looking down at the surface of the red planet for about 20 years. It caught sight of another robot. This one, though, is one from NASA. It's sent to the surface of Mars in 2018, but it stopped functioning. Yet it's still proving to be a useful study tool. The grainy photo that you can see on the simulcast, that's the robot. Can't you tell? That's the robot that it found. The little mark there on the screen. The NASA spacecraft, it's another agency, like I said, another agency machine, but it was sent to study the interior and take essentially the temperature reflexes, the pulse of the planet. So, I guess it's still getting some information, but the state of Texas is going to face a heat index. Finally, I've been waiting for this. Cook us. I'm tired of this stupid 80 degree weather and rain and humidity. I want dry and sun. Come on. They said Texas is going to face the heat index of 110 degrees in late spring. It's going to be a test for the power grid. I don't care. Bring on the sun and the heat. I'm tired of this. Are you tired of it, Kane?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm ready for some consistent weather is basically what I want.
I want some consistently good weather. I don't want it to be like, oh, here's the sun that's out today. I guess I'll, and then no, tornadoes and hail. Going to bash your head in with some ice rocks. Woo! I'm done with it. In Florida, one county told residents to prepare for a very active hurricane season. They do this every year, though. Every year, people are told, guess what? You live in a state that's going to get hit by hurricanes. Guess what? A hurricane's probably statistically going to come. May not be a Cat 5, but just be ready. So they're ready. It's not anything new. The world's first head transplant system has been revealed. This looks like some shenanigans, I'm going to say. So it's a startup called BrainBridge, which literally sounds like a character from The Mighty Boosh. Neuroscience and that guy's name is Bainbridge. BrainBridge. They did a CGI demo where an entirely robotic system simultaneously removes the heads of donor and recipient before swapping another one onto a grisly conveyor belt. Yeah, CGI, because as you know, that anything that CGI does can be real. Right? I mean, they just swap it out on a little... Who's the donor head? Who's going to be like, yes, I would like to be a head donor? Who does that?
Well, we don't mess with anything in terms of the term victim. We just change offender to justice impacted individual. We're adding the Department of Corrections, adding Human Services, adding Sangamon and Cook County adult probation, and two members who've experienced the ARI system as offenders or justice impacted individual.
It might seem like a small thing. I mean, obviously changing a term can have a positive or negative impact when we do that. But I would say that over and over again, we keep changing the names for how we are referring to those who are have entered into criminal activity. And each time we make that change, each agency has to make that change on every one of their documents. So right now in the Department of Corrections, there's multiple changes that have been made, and it's costing thousands and thousands of dollars just to do a name change. So I would ask, why is it necessary to make the name change? Even if the rest of the bill was okay, which I don't think that it is, but even if the rest of it was okay, the name changes may seem like a small thing, but it costs thousands and thousands of dollars to do that.
This was in Illinois where they decided to change. It was Illinois House Bill 4409. And they wanted to change the word offender to, as you heard, quote, justice impacted individual in the state law. Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. Words have no meaning. Justice impacted individual, as though through no fault of their own, justice just hit them. They didn't do anything. I was out minding my own business, and I'll be damned, justice hit me upside the head. Wait, what? That I am impacted by it, the justice. They make it sound like it's a knockout game and some rando named Justice is running around smacking people. That's what they make it sound like. But as dumb as you think this is, it's not as dumb as this bill passing both the House and Senate in Illinois and making its way to the governor who's going to sign it. So it's not offender. So in Illinois, they're not going to be offender. It's justice impacted individual. Now, when you hear that phrase, justice impacted individual, what do you think of? What is the point of this? What do you think of? I mean, they're still going to prison. Oh, I'm justice impacted. This sounds like a comedy. This is like an SNL skit. This is not a real thing. So you can't say criminal. They went from criminal to offender. Because remember, it used to be criminal. Then they went to offender. And now they're going to say justice impacted individual. Where does this stop? I'm a justice-impacted individual. When does this stop? This is so in this, and it passed both chambers. What if you're a thief? What would they call that? A undocumented taker? Borrower?
Right.
Undocumented possessor. Oh, ooh, I like that. So that's what burglars will be called now. No, he's not a thief. He's not a burglar. That's a harsh term. Come on. Undocumented possessor. Because we all know that the reason why these crimes keep happening is because the names of the people who commit the crimes hurt the criminals' feelings. And they're like, you know what? Because of that, I'm going to keep stealing. I'm going to keep stealing things. I'm mad at you. So is this what they would describe like the people who are driving up their murder rate? Justice impacted individuals. I can't. This is crazy. What if you're a drug dealer? Someone said, are they going to be called unlicensed pharmacist? Ooh. What if you're like a kidnapper? Surprise detainer. I'm just saying. This is all crazy. This is crazy. This is what they're doing, though. I'm just waiting to see what else is next. That one lawmaker made a good point. They have to change this on all their documents, and that's not cheap because anything with the government isn't cheap. If you have to change a document, say maybe out in the real world that costs, 25 cents. But if it's the government, that's $2,500. Thank you. Because you got to pay for the Rube Goldberg machine of government workers that do it for you. This, I'm just the paper passer. They hand me the paper, and I pass the paper to the other person who passes the paper to someone else. They got to pay my salary. That's who it is. That's how that works. It's the Rube Goldberg machine of government employees. And then Biden forgives all their student loan. It's craziness.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.